Good morning. I just want to share a few moments with you this morning. And speak about the scripture that we've just listened to this morning. And I'd like to ask you a question. Would you rather do God things or human things? Because isn't that why Jesus came to earth? We're already doing human things, but would you rather do God things or human things? Jesus gives us the power to do God things. We learn in the Gospel of John that Jesus came to be human. We read, "The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. God did not remain distant from us in heaven. Instead, He decided to come to earth and to take on the shape and form of a man. He became a man. He shared in our joys, our struggles, our pain, and our hope. In Jesus, God became human so that we can become divine." Jesus, in essence, was saying when he was here, "Watch me. Let me show you what it's like to be homeless and rich at the same time. And let me show you that there is power, not in seeking power, but in serving others." In Luke chapter 6, we read these words from Jesus, "Give to everyone who begs from you, and from everyone who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Really, Jesus? And here's the best news. Not only is giving a command, but it is also a benefit. We read in Proverbs chapter 11, "Whoever is generous will become even richer, but the one who hoards what he has will lose even that." For Jesus, living is loving and forgiving. He wants you to get the most out of life, to be truly rich. Do you want to do God things? Do you want to watch Jesus and spend time with Jesus and learn how to do God things? Don't make the mistake of operating from a position of poverty because your father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And so, three things that we should learn from Jesus: how to love, how to forgive, and how to be generous. Number one, have we learned these lessons? Love and forgiveness and generosity? Do you love the unlovable? Well, I can love the people that love me, but what about the unlovable? Have you learned how to forgive the unforgivable? It's possible. Have you learned how to experience the power of generosity? No, I need to keep all that I have because I don't have enough. In all of these things, I have found that it feels good to let go and to love that unlovable person, to forgive that person who is unforgivable. And it feels good to experience the power of generosity when you see the smiles and on the faces of those who are the recipients of our generosity. And let me ask you a question. Would you be generous if God would pay you back? Well, he says that he does. So that settles that. We're all going to be generous now in the new year. Proverbs 11:25, you can read it, maybe put it on your nightstand. Because we know that if we are generous, God will be generous to us. This Christmas, brothers and sisters, let us remember that the power of God's love, revealed in the birth of a baby, has the power to change us and the world. I just want to share one little story from long ago, in a faraway place called Buffalo, New York. Did you know that it snows a lot there? That's where Joyce and I grew up. near there, not exactly in downtown Buffalo. But there was, I come from a family of five children. My father is a pastor, and I'm the oldest of the five kids. And our home was always a place for people to stop in. They could stop in and have a bite to eat. They could sit down. As my brother used to say, well, our furniture wasn't much to look at, so they certainly weren't coming over for the accommodations. You know, but they were coming over because they knew that people would sit down with them and visit with them and love on them. And one of those just happened to be on Christmas Eve. And Dennis was my brother's best friend, and they're still friends today. But this was before he could drive, but I could drive, and my father had taken his car, and we had the 1963 International Scout. And any of you men know what that is? Yeah, that's a four-wheel drive, and I learned from my father, who liked to push things to the limit, that it would go up, it would go straight up without. It would go up the side of a hill almost if you put it in low gear, in four-wheel drive, of course. But Dennis lived 2 miles from our house, and he routinely would walk to our house. 2 miles. We're country people, you know. That's fine. It's nothing for a country boy to walk 2 miles, especially if there's a pretty girl on the other end. But it's nothing for a country boy to walk 2 miles. But when it is 5 degrees outside and it's snowing, you don't want to walk 2 miles. Dennis said, can you give me a ride? I said, sure. The scout's here. Let's jump in. We jumped in, and it made that dreaded noise, click. Oh, boy. He looked at me. I looked at him. I tried it again, He said, what are we going to do now? I said, Dennis, what we're going to do now is pray. Because that's all we got left. He said, really? I said, yeah. I said, okay. You can guess the end of the story because he still talks about it to this day. But I prayed, Lord Jesus, you know Dennis needs to get home. You know it's cold outside. We pray that you would help this rig start up so that I can drive him home. And there we went. Do you have power in your life? Jesus wants us to have that power of eternity in our lives. He wants us to pray for it, to ask for it. Everyone who asks, Jesus said, receives. And so, brothers and sisters, you may not feel like forgiving the unforgivable person. You may not feel like loving the unlovable person. But Jesus wants you to do that. And that too is a power. So this Christmas, remember that we need to do more than we can do on our own. Dennis and I tried without the prayer, but he swears to this day he doesn't know how it happened. Well, we both know how it happened. But we turned the key. After praying, turned the key, and God did the rest. The electricity, the juice from heaven came down into that 1963 vehicle, International Scout. 3 gear shifts, by the way, on this. So we thank you for coming today. We thank you for being with us and sharing in the joy of this Christmas season. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you were not afraid to be homeless and yet the King of Kings. Help us, Lord, to learn from you. Help us to seek you where you may be found. It is not in glorifying ourselves. It is in helping to glorify others. It is not in helping ourselves. It is in helping others. Lord, you came so selflessly and so beautifully. We thank you for coming. And all God's people said, amen.